Rick, I want to talk today about the third installment of your Studer Community Institute's education report, this week focusing on early childhood education.
For the third and final week, we've got a six-page insert to the news journal that really looks at kind of where do we go from here? How do we solve some of the education problems that the community faces? And are there some successful programs in place that do it? And so really, the title of the insert is Building a Better Reader, and it points up what researchers know so well, which is it has to be an early intervention that kids acquire their skills early. And if you wait until they're already at school, then kids are at a disadvantage if they haven't learned basic literacy skills by then. And so we go over a couple of those issues in this special report.
And of course, the consensus is that many children in the Pensacola metro area, we're talking Santa Rosa and Escambia counties, are not ready to learn when they get to school, when they get to kindergarten.
That's a challenge in any community, and of course, we face that challenge here. It's highly correlated with kind of the economic picture for families, and higher income families tend to have kids that show up more prepared for school. And so a lot of the issue needs to be addressed for kids who come from economically disadvantaged backgrounds, and there are clusters of kids, of course, in schools around the districts in Santa Rosa and Escambia. And the insert, Shannon Nickinson has a very nice story looking at Oak Crest Elementary School in Escambia County, which had been ranked as an F school back in 2006. And then under good leadership and a lot of hard work and engagement with families and students, they moved up to an A ranking in 2011, and so Shannon has an excellent story that talks about that and the things that are necessary to make an effort like that work.
Can you list off a couple of those things that they highlighted as successes for them?
Well, there's kind of a mini profile of the school and what some of the folks do. There's a mention of Denny Wilson, who was a principal at the time that the improvements started taking place. And the philosophy at Oak Crest is that we have to reach our students every day in every way that they need, even if that involves things like walking them to school, making sure that they get there. And so there's a more holistic approach that's being taken in that particular school that probably has lessons for the rest of us in terms of how do you reach kids and how do you get their families engaged? And how do you get enough words in front of them that the story follows with an examination of what's called the 30 million word project based at University of Chicago, based on research that shows that kids that are exposed to more reading hear more words. There are some statistics that economists would love about how many words per day do kids hear, words per hour. And that's highly associated with ability to learn later in life. And so these are some of the things that these stories look at.
Talk a little bit now about how the Early Learning Coalition plays into this. And then I want to turn the focus to eCare, Every Child a Reader in Escambia.
Right. And so the Early Learning Coalition is the umbrella agency responsible for the state's VPK, Voluntary Pre-Kindergarten Programs. And they do a lot, of course. But the School Readiness Coalition says that we have a waiting list for the School Readiness Program of 1,200 kids in our community. And so it would be helpful to be able to address that, to be able to provide the kids the resources that they need to get the head start that's going to make them successful in school. So there are a number of efforts. Every Child a Reader Escambia, eCare, is profiled in the insert. And Molly Barrows has a nice story looking at how early language builds readers, where eCare came from as a coalition of business leaders along with the school district and the sorts of things that they do. So there's good content describing a couple of successful efforts in Pensacola, but still we have a ways to go. And if we want to enjoy economic success as a community, then we have to make the effort to make sure that these kids who, as the insert points out, the ones who are in preschool today are going to be the class of 2028. And if those are going to be kids who grow up to earn high wages and high-skilled jobs, then they have to have the tools to work with. So the conclusion of the articles in the insert, it's vitally important to get young kids the tools that they need. And to do that, that means engaging the kids via their families in kind of non-traditional mechanisms. By the time they get to school, they already need to have some of those skills.
And this final insert will be in the Sunday edition of the Pensacola News Journal. We'll hold it there, Rick. Thanks.
Thank you, Sandra.
You can hear the Economic Report Fridays. I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.